right, let's welcome to the program our good friend Rob Raines. Rob, great to be with you. How are you?
Good morning, Frank. I'm great. Thank you.
How many Hall of Fame voters are there roughly?
400, maybe. Somewhere in that 400 to 420 range, I think. I think they send out, they've changed the policy about how you register for it and stuff now. But I think, if I remember right, I thought there was 397 ballots cast this year, which was down, I think, about 20 from last year. So roughly 400.
And you are one of the 400?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Two-part question. Do you think after this Pete Rose news, him sending that 20-page letter to the commissioner's office, he will be on the ballot? And then secondly, would you vote for him?
Well, I can answer that really easy because he's not eligible to be on the ballot because his years of eligibility have expired. So he would have to be a special case by the, you know, committee for the Hall of Fame to be on probably the Veterans Committee ballot or one of those modern era ballots that's not subject to vote by the writers, it's subject to vote by a select special committee. Because his years of eligibility to be on, unless they made an exception and changed the rules, you have a certain length of time that you're eligible to be on the ballot once your playing career has ended. So that window is closed for him.
All right. So in that special committee,
but I would vote for him.
Tell me why.
Because he would be going into the Hall of Fame as a player, and you'd be honoring his accomplishments as a player. Number one, and number two, you know, there was no evidence that he ever bet on baseball when he was a player. It was only when he was a manager. And even beyond that, there was never any evidence that he bet against his own team. He only bet on them to win that we know of. So he wasn't necessarily, I mean, he was doing something that he shouldn't have done, but he wasn't cheating the game. He wasn't trying to throw a game or something like that.
I know. We obviously don't know who's on the committee because it changes every year. Yeah.
Correct.
But like his own teammates, like Johnny Bench, and others have really not endorsed him. So knowing what you know from former players, do you think that they would vote him in on that special committee?
No.
Okay.
No, I think it would be a long shot. Because it's not just the players that are on the committee, too. It's owners, it's writers, it's, you know, made up of baseball executives. I mean, there's a combination of people. And he has to get first to get even get on the consideration for that committee on that ballot. He would have to get special, you know, committee exception. Currently, as he is, he's not eligible to be on that ballot. He'd still have to be – his ban from baseball would have to be lifted. That's the first challenge he has to face is to get himself off that ineligible list. And so it would be a long process. And that would be basically probably the same committee that just voted Ted Simmons in, which means that there's 2 years now before that committee will meet again. They do every other year for that committee. Now we'll go back to some of the executives and the older players and things like that.
So. What did you think of the percentage votes of Scott Rolen this time around? And is he trending in a way that he actually is going to get in one day?
He's trending in the right direction. Yeah, he made a big stride. I mean, I don't have the percentages in front of me, but I know he leaped up, you know, probably almost double. Didn't he go from like 17% up quite a bit? I don't remember what the percentages were, but I thought he did make a very impressive stride. And I think that, you know, we'll see how that trends next year. I think you have to get over basically 50% of the vote to kind of be on track to get in the way the voting tends to go. I think the thing that's going to help him, as I just mentioned a minute ago, they've changed the procedures. Now, it used to be when you got a vote to be on the ballot to be one of the Hall of Fame voters, which meant you spent 10 years as an active baseball writer, that was a lifetime thing. You've had that vote for the rest of your life. But they have now changed those procedures. They did that a couple of years ago. So you now have – you're eligible until after 10 years. Once you're done actively writing about baseball, you could keep your Hall of Fame vote for 10 years after that, and then you're not eligible to vote anymore. So you're gradually going to be, you know, getting some people dropping off the committee who are older writers. So I think that would bode well in Rolen's favor to have more of a younger audience voting because they're the ones actually saw him play.
I sat next to you as a member of the Red Ribbon Committee, and we put together the ballot, which was released for the Cardinals Hall of Fame yesterday. Now, when you hear these names, Lee Smith, Steve Carlton, Keith Hernandez, Tom Herr, Matt Morris, Edgar Renteria, John Tudor, the two that jump out at you right off the bat are the National Hall of Famers, Lee Smith and Steve Carlton. But you could make a case in terms of the Cardinals Hall of Fame, their impact was not as great as, say, Keith Hernandez and Tom Herr. If you were voting, which two would you vote?
I would vote Hernandez for sure, and the second vote would probably be a toss-up between Tommy Herr and John Tudor. I think they both deserve to be in. It's a question of which one I would vote for first, and cover both of those guys, you know, and for the glove back in the day. So, I mean, I think they're all of those guys are deserving. I think that, and somebody actually asked me this on Twitter earlier this morning about what I look for in a guy like Carlton, or what do I think about guys who had careers for other teams versus guys whose career was mostly with the Cardinals. And I said, for the Cardinals Hall of Fame, I prioritize what they did as a Cardinal. I mean, we had a discussion about Orlando Cepeda too. And I think, you know, that's something that, you know, yes, he played great for the Cardinals, but he's known more as a Giant. I mean, to me, Carlton's known more as a Philly, you know, Lee Smith's known more as a Cubs. I mean, I'm not going to discredit what they did as a Cardinal, but I think when you're honoring only a very select number of people for the Cardinals Hall of Fame, it should be guys who made the bulk of their career and the bulk of their accomplishments were with the Cardinals.
Do you think we're going to run out? I mean, those are really good names right here. Lee Smith and Carlton, that's two. Hernandez and Herr is four. Morrison, Renteria, six. And then Tudor, seven. So that's like 3 years, 4 years. Are we going to run out of names?
There'll be new names coming up. I mean, but I think eventually, I think what you're going to see is probably they'll go to electing one player a year instead of two. I think once you get past a backlog, a little bit of these players that all basically, probably everybody on that ballot really deserves to be in, you know, depending on your argument about, you know, their years as a Cardinal versus their years somewhere else. Then I think, you know, once you get past that group of people and we start getting some other people come up on the ballot, I think you're going to probably end up where they change the election to, you're only going to elect one a year instead of two.
Rob Raines is with us, Hollywood Casino Press Box, on the all-new Five Night of the Fan. I'll see you in Jupiter shortly, I'm sure. I'm wondering if the most interesting delay.